Spin 103.8, this is Spin Talk with Lauren. Today on the show, I'd like to know if you would consider hiring a manny. Let's say you were looking for someone to take care of your kids, or maybe you were putting them into creche and it was a guy that would be taking care of your kids. How would you react? Because more often than not, I think it's women that work in childcare. Anytime we've talked about working in creches or working with kids, it's been girls and women we've spoken to on this show. Well, there's an academy over in the UK, the Norland Academy, and they had a record number of male applicants this year because more and more men want to work in childcare, but it seems they're still finding it difficult to get jobs then. So I'd like to hear your thoughts on that one, please. And up on the Spin 103.8 Facebook page, we have a few tweets and comments that came in from people about this actual Norland Academy, this nannying college. Because some people just feel, look, no, I wouldn't leave my kids alone with a man. Why do you think that is? Why are people a bit hesitant to leave their kids with a man, but they'd be okay with leaving them with a woman? Let me know. 087 711 1038. I also want to know that if you are a man working in childcare, how do people react to you? Get involved in the conversation. You can text or WhatsApp Spin Talk now. I'm on 087 711 1038. Just before I go to the phones, Bridget says, of course I would hire a manny. What does a childminder's gender have to do with the matter? And Lillian says, one of my son's SNAs was a man. He was amazing. Definitely our boy's favourite. Good to hear those examples. Get involved in the conversation and let me know your experience. Carl joins me on the line. Hi, Carl.
Hi, hello.
Carl, good to hear from you. I really wanted to speak to someone working in childcare who's a man, so thanks a million for that. Tell me a bit about when you were studying childcare. Was there many other guys?
Straight off the bat, no. I was the only guy in the class, actually.
And what was it about working with kids that intrigued you? Why did you want to work in childcare?
It's just something that I've always done. Even from in my early teenage years, I was volunteering in a youth centre looking after children after school. And that was something that I just kind of realised was my niche. So when it came to finishing the Leaving Cert and not knowing where I wanted to go, it was my older brother that suggested, what about childcare? You know, you're great with kids. And I said, you know what, I'll give it a go. Went in the course, loved everything I learned about it, went on my placement and just took to it like a duck to water.
And when you told people that that's what you wanted to do, like family and friends, obviously, like as you said, your brother knew was something that you were good at, but maybe friends of friends, like how did people react?
Funny enough that you mentioned that, everybody was supportive. The one person who had a question about it was actually my own mother. And in her sense, she wouldn't have felt comfortable with a man working in childcare. She had a lot of questions that she wanted to ask in terms of, how will parents perceive you in the room? You like, will they be okay with you changing a nappy? Do you even know how to change a nappy? These kind of things that my mother believed was on one spectrum of a gender, let's say, mm-hmm. rather than, you know, gender being not the reason that someone should be able to look after a child. I don't feel the need to say that a man in childcare is any better than a woman in childcare, or a woman is any better than a man in childcare.
Okay.
I believe it's a certain type of person who has a certain set skill set
yeah.
who can work with children in childcare.
And so when it came to getting a job in the childcare sector, how easy was that for you?
It was fine. Yes, I never got any rejections. I never got, always picked up the phone to an interview. I always went, and they were always very much happy to take me on. And, you know, the team, any team that I've worked with has always been accepting as well. And parents as well, it's always been a positive as well.
Okay. And so when it comes to those jobs, like you mentioned, the things your mum was worried about, like changing nappies and, you know, dealing with parents, has there ever been any issue?
There has been conversations I've had with parents in my past career where they just were, I would say unsure would be the word I would use
okay.
in terms of, you know, have you this experience? Do you know this? And basically my approach to it is I would basically just explain to them that, you know, the protocol that I would follow in, say, in a room and children and, you know, dealing with the likes of nappy changes and how I would follow the company's policies, let's say.
Okay.
And then, you know, just gave them an ease and then put their mind at ease, basically.
How does it make you feel, Carl, that a woman probably wouldn't get asked the same questions?
You know, I guess at the end of the day, it's something that I'm used to, you know, and like I don't feel bitter about it. I don't feel the need to, you know, well, of course, I feel the need to push even further in my career to prove to basically the company and to parents I meet that a man can do this. And it doesn't have to be the fact that I'm a man. It just has to be that I'm a really hard worker.
And you love your job by the same
Oh, absolutely. You love my job.
What kind of age group are you taking care of at the moment?
So at the moment, I'm taking care. Basically, the role that I'm in at the minute, I would be in any room that needs me in the morning times. And then from the afternoon, I would go and pick up children from school. We'd come back, we would do homework club, and then we would carry out activities in the late afternoon and evening time.
Lovely to hear from you, Carl. Thanks so much for coming on.
That's no problem at all.
Great to speak to you today. I was really interested to hear from a guy working in childcare here in Ireland, because in the past, we have only really spoken to women who work with kids. So I want to know how people react to you. And as Carl said, it is just something that he's used to now. He does get asked questions about protocol and things like changing nappies, for example, because he's a man. He said, I'm not bitter about it. I've just come to expect it. And I feel the need to prove myself, push that bit harder in my career and show that it doesn't matter whether you're a man or a woman. You can be passionate about taking care of kids and do a really good job. And he does, you know, sound so passionate about what he does. Be honest, would you be comfortable leaving your child with a manny? Because the overwhelming evidence shown from this college I mentioned in the UK earlier on, Norland Academy, that the men there aren't getting the jobs because they're men. And traditionally, it's women who take care of kids. If you're a guy with an interest in childcare, how does that make you feel? And girls, I want to hear from you as well. Is there many guys working in the childcare sector? If you're a parent maybe dropping your kids off and it's a guy that meets you at the creche or the nursery, wherever, do you think twice? Be honest. I'd love to hear from you. You can text or WhatsApp Spin Talk. Get involved in the conversation. I'm on 087 711 1038. We've changed the name of our next caller to Adam. Hi, Adam.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you very much. What are your thoughts, Adam, on people who say, no, don't feel comfortable leaving my kids with a man?
As I was saying, I just think it's kind of sexist, because just because you're a man doesn't mean you can't do the same job a woman can. And I think it's the same under the same heading of when women don't get jobs because they're a woman. And I think there's always uproar about that, but I don't think men get the same limelight for not getting a job because you're a man.
Why do you think some people feel weird about leaving children with men?
Maybe it's a bad experience they've had when they were younger with a man, and I can see that as well, but I don't think it should be untrusting of every single man. And even if they're coming from like a specific college, I'm pretty sure this college is going to do background checks on all these people. Like, they're not going to hire all these people with prior convictions against children, you know? So I think if they're coming from this academy, they would be legit, but I wouldn't say it's particularly fair.
And Adam, do you or anyone you know work in childcare?
No, like all my friends who would work in childcare would be female, because I think it is quite an attractive role for females, but men who want to get in it, I think it's quite tough as well because of the stigma, because there's all this, you know, perverts, paedophiles, whatever, etc., and they're really associated with men. And women don't get the same kind of look. Like, you wouldn't associate someone who's going to attack a child with, as a woman, for some reason.
Which is unusual, because women do abuse kids.
They do, but you wouldn't associate, like, I mean, if a man wanted to help a child cross the road, they'd be looked at as a paedophile. But if a woman does it, like, it's like, oh yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, very true. Adam, lovely to hear from you. Thanks so much for coming on.
No problem, bye now.
That just reminded me, actually, of not too long ago being in a busy shopping centre, and this dad, okay, so there was an escalator going down, and a dad got on it with his buggy, which I know you're not supposed to, right? He had a small kid in the buggy, and the mum had already gone down. They were going down to meet her, and then this toddler, but he didn't get, wouldn't get on the escalator, and the dad kind of got on with the buggy, and because like he was trying to wrestle that, he went down, but then the toddler started crying. So myself and my partner came along, and he was like, uh-oh, because the kid was crying. So I just put out my hand, and I said, you want to come on the escalator with me, and I'll bring you down to your mummy and daddy? And he was like, okay, and like kind of put his hand out and held my hand, and I took him down the escalator. But yeah, like, it's so true, like Adam said, if a man went to help a child across the road, people would be like, oh, what's he up to? Whereas if a woman does it, like, think of even when you were a kid, your parents would be like, now ask, find a nice lady and ask her if you get lost or anything like that. You know, and it's just, it's this stereotype that men are child abusers and women are not, you know, it's I don't know, I don't know what it is or how we go about changing it, but today we're talking about leaving your child with, in the care of a man, with a manny or a childcare assistant who's a male. Would you be comfortable with it? Listen to Katie's message. She says, as a mum of two, I would have to say I wouldn't be comfortable with a man minding my girls. I'm not even comfortable with some male family members minding them, changing their nappies, putting them to bed. I know this sounds bad, but honestly, it just doesn't sit well with me. There is something wrong about it in my eyes. What do you make of that? How does that make you feel as a guy? Like Adam said, is it sexist just to presume that a man is going to be a child abuser? Is that something that you've experienced? Maybe you've approached a child, maybe you don't work in childcare, but you've approached a child to help them and, you know, people have reacted badly because you're a man. And girls, I want to hear from you as well. Like Katie, maybe you feel the same. It's just not something that sits well with you. Why not? Can change names. That's not an issue at all. Get involved and let me know. You can text or WhatsApp Spin Talk 087 711 1038. We've changed the name of our next caller to Alison. Hi, Alison.
Hi.
Alison, you used to work in a creche.
Yes.
Okay, tell me about the guy that was working there.
Like, when I came in, he was already there, obviously, and like, he was the nicest person you'll ever meet, and he was great with kids, and you could see that, like, from afar. And this one particular parent just had such a problem with him changing his child's nappy.
So it was a male, like, it was a dad that had a problem?
Yeah. And the mother, but the dad mainly.
And what was said?
It was just like, well, I don't want my child's nappy to be changed by a man. It's not right.
Was the child a boy or a girl?
A girl.
Okay. And what was the reaction from the creche and from this guy working there?
Like, I remember one day in particular, the manager got a phone call and she, like, he was shouting down the phone at her over this.
Wow.
Saying, like, why do you have a male in a creche kind of way?
And, you know, did the management talk to this guy about it? Did he know this was going on?
Oh, yeah, he definitely knew what was going on because, obviously, when you hear somebody screaming down the phone, you're kind of looking and seeing what the story is.
Yeah, and how did he feel?
I don't think it really bothered him. But since then, he has moved to a different creche. Okay. But, like, I just think it's so wrong. Like, that particular parent changes his daughter's nappy, so why can't a different male?
Oh, I don't know. Like, that's his kid, though. It's a bit different than, like...
Like, he's guard vetted and he has the same qualifications that any girl would have that is in the press.
Why do you think it is, Alison, that people have an issue with men taking care of kids? And doing things like changing nappies?
I think, like your last caller, it's perverts and paedophiles are normally associated with men. So I think that's, like, it's stuck in people's heads. And then again, with, like, olden times, kind of like years ago, you wouldn't see men taking care of children.
Yeah.
At all. Like, even their own kids, they wouldn't take care of them. It'd be the woman's job to do.
And so you mentioned that this guy moved. Like, that's such a loss for the creche, because as you said from the get-go, he was brilliant with kids.
Oh, he was brilliant. Brilliant. And he had his own two kids as well, so I don't...
So he's a dad as well. Okay, I think that changes things. Like,
yeah.
I think if it was like a random young guy, like, I know what you were saying, you know, why is the dad so uncomfortable with him changing the nappy? The fact that he's a dad as well, I think that even, I don't know, to me, that would make him seem even more qualified.
Exactly, like you do it with your own kids and then you're going to be doing it from whatever time in the morning to whatever time of the evening.
Yeah. And did that family relax the cacks a bit then when your man left?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
It's tough going because, like, look, you're taking care of someone's child. Like, if they said, listen, we're not comfortable with Alison doing this, you know, you'd have to be like, fair enough, that's the parents. But this was just because he was a man.
Yeah.
All right, Alison, thanks a million for coming on and sharing that story.
No problem.
Good to speak to you today. As we mentioned from the start, we did change Alison's name just... not to identify where she worked or the man involved, but she used to work in a creche where there was a guy who she said was brilliant with kids, who had his own children, and yet this family were like, the dad in particular was like, there's no way you're changing my child's nappy. Like, going bananas over it. Can you understand why the dad reacted the way he did? How would that make you feel if you were that creche worker? Let me know. 087 711 1038. Lots of messages still coming through. William says on Facebook, they're extremely vetted. Even a whiff of any tendencies of anything that might be harmful for a child will exclude them. Same with females. A broad assumption that all males are pedos is a mentality amongst an awful lot of parents. Yeah, and I was wondering earlier, like, even aside from working in childcare, just men in general approaching children, talking to kids, offering to help them. You know, it doesn't happen because I think men are afraid they'll get accused of being a pedophile. Carol says it's no problem if they're vetted the same way as a female nanny and they have the same qualifications. What is the problem? Eileen says, it's not that I'd have a problem with mannies. I just don't think it's a natural thing for men to want to mind kids or something. They're not by nature programmed to look after kids. I just feel like it's a bit weird that men want to make it their career. Well, if you're a man and it is your career, how does that message make you feel? Can you understand where Eileen is coming from? Ethan says, I work in childcare, have done for around 3 years. I work in a creche and I absolutely love it. I have to say, though, every time I tell people what I do, no one ever believes me. And then they get really awkward when they realise that I'm not lying. They always say, why? But why not? I love kids. I love seeing them develop. And there's nothing wrong about that. Do you feel that, yeah, it's just, like Eileen said, it's just not as natural for guys to want to work with kids. I mean, we heard from Carl earlier on, he sounded like he loved his job. Ethan the same. What is it? 087 711 1038. Liesl is on the line. Hi, Liesl.
Hiya, Lauren. How are you?
Good, thanks very much. Lovely to hear from you.
Good.
You're a nanny, I hear.
I used to be a nanny many years ago.
Okay. And were there many men doing it?
No, not at all. It was very strange for me, at least. As a single parent now to a young boy, a very young boy, I would employ a nanny. I don't see what harm there is, except for, you know, asking the general questions of intimate care, like wiping bottoms and changing diapers and that sort of thing. I don't see where there's a difference. I mean, he'd be a great influence on my kid because his dad's not involved. So having that male influence would be great.
Yeah,
in my opinion.
I think yeah, there's a lot of kids that maybe don't have their dads around or don't have male figures, that like a manny would be more of a mate really than
exactly
someone who's taking care of them. Talk to me a bit about, yeah, now I feel because you used to be a nanny, you would know the questions to ask and it wouldn't all be so scary to you. I think a lot of parents, you know, maybe the first time they're looking at childcare, it's all a bit scary. They're leaving their kid with a stranger. So what kind of things would you be asking?
I would personally be asking, first and foremost, if they are vetted, GARDA vetted, obviously. And that is a big concern for anybody. I would then ask the experience and where they have worked before. And if they had not tried it out before, I'd be one of those parents who would give that chap a go. Because that would set him up for his future. And I would then be able to say to whoever wants to reference that person, look, no, either he was really rubbish or, yeah, no, he's brilliant. You know? And if you give somebody that one chance, that's all they need to set up their future. And if nobody bothers giving them their chance, then the poor chap is just going to be, What? He's not going to have a hope in hell, really, is he?
Yeah, but
and
Liesl,
eventually you'll be a dad and you'd be thinking, God, I could have been doing this for money.
Yeah, but Liesl, like the one chance you're given this chap is with your child.
Yes, with my child. And I take full responsibility for that. And should something go wrong, I'd probably beat myself up for the rest of my life. Yes, I understand that. But isn't that one chance where I know that my kid could have the greatest influence that he could have ever experienced from a male? Yes, as a single parent, I'm trying to instill morals and values and the best that I can for him right now. But there are going to come a time that I'm not going to be able to do that. I'm not going to be able to talk to him about masturbation, you know, when he's of the age of puberty. I'll try my best, but a guy would be better at that, I'm pretty sure. I don't know.
Wow, Liesl, you're very open-minded. I'm not going to lie. I'm a bit taken aback by just how willing you would be to let a guy who is even just starting out in childcare, you know, work with your child.
If he's cleared by the cops and he didn't have a black spot on his record, why not?
All right, Liesl, it'd be interesting to hear what some of our listeners think. It's been really lovely speaking to you today. Thanks so
much. You're very welcome.
Good
to
have you.
Bye. Bye.
Liesl used to be a nanny, so that's why I think maybe, like as I was saying, she has an insight into, you know, what you'd be asking and what you would need from a childcare professional who's taking care of your kid. But what do you make of her saying, like, listen, do you know what? I need that male influence in my kid's life. I need someone to talk to him about the birds and the bees when he gets that bit older. I think a male nanny would be a great idea. Your reaction, please. 087 711 1038. Now, we've changed the name of the next caller to Thomas. Hi, Thomas.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you very much. Now, I understand you work in a female-dominated industry.
I do.
Okay. How does it make you feel when we're talking about something like childcare and people are saying, oh, it's not natural for guys to want to do this. This is a woman's job.
I just think it's really sad that men can't work nowadays in the fields that they have chosen to work in, especially when they have the same qualifications as a woman. And I just think they should be treated the same way as a woman as in the job that I do. We're all treated the same. And I nearly think some of the men in my field do the job better than some women, that it's assumed that the women do better than the men.
Yeah, I was chatting to a colleague of mine this morning saying I know loads of guys who'd probably be way more patient with kids than I would. I've no patience and I'm brutal with them. But, you know, I think if it came down to it for a job working with kids, I'd probably get it before some of the men that I know.
Yeah, that's true. I just think we should, men should be allowed work in the field. Like my mom's a social care worker. And I'm around kids all the time, so I know myself I would have great patience and I have no problem like changing a kid's nappy and I wouldn't think twice. And I just think the assumptions that all men are, you know, paedophiles and rapists and all like that, I just think people should nowadays have a bit more of an open mind that man probably has more qualifications than most women that are doing childcare at the moment. And I know it has that stereotypical type. It's the same with my job. People automatically assume that if you're doing the job that I'm doing, you're either gay or you're not married or you just can't do the job as well as a woman unless you're those things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it must be frustrating.
It is a bit frustrating, especially that we live in a day and age now where I think Ireland's becoming more open-minded with things like that, and I just think kids should be one of them things. Like, I think some men I've seen, even on in my field, like I see men are just, they have 10 times more patience than women. And I just think it's a little bit unfair and just one-minded, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thomas, listen, I really appreciate you coming on. As we said at the beginning, we did change your name. And we also just didn't want to get into too much about what he does, which is fair enough. But thanks so much for coming on. Lots of messages coming through on this one. This listener says, I've seen parents in children's hospitals refuse to let male nurses look after their kids on a ward. Wow, I never even thought about that. Like nurses, like people always associate nurses as a woman's profession, and it's absolutely not the case. If that's something that you've experienced, of get involved, let me know. 087 711 1038. This one says, I work in healthcare. Women carers can go to women and men, but men carers can only go to men. It goes for all care. I think it's to protect the carers, so I'd say the same for childcare workers. Yeah, I suppose maybe to a degree it is to protect the carer or the childcare worker in a way. But it must be very frustrating when you're going out trying to get a job. It's not over yet. You can continue to get involved in the conversation. Let me know your experiences and your opinions. 087 711 1038. Geraldine is on the line. Hi, Geraldine.
Hi, Lauren. How are you?
Good, thank you. Geraldine, what do you make of all this? People kind of assuming that men who want to work with kids are paedophiles.
It's rubbish. Absolute rubbish. It wasn't so long ago that we were thinking that men couldn't be nurses or men couldn't be hostesses without being like gay or this or that. But it's ridiculous. Like, a man can do a job just as good as a woman. I mean, what about all the nannies that have been cruel to kids, you know, that have been cruel to children? You know, it's ridiculous. It should, like, it's 2017, come on.
We have been getting in messages. We got one I read out a couple of minutes ago saying, I've seen parents in the children's hospital refusing to let male nurses look after their kids.
That's what I mean. It's ridiculous. That's what I'm saying. Like when I was in hospital, I had no problem with a male nurse attending me, or I would have never have any problem with I have three boys, so they weren't, so obviously a female nurse would have attended to them. I have no problem with that, you know. So it's ridiculous, you know. If men are just as qualified, if that's what they want to do, then that's what they want to do. Women are doing jobs that men were previously only supposed to be doing, so why can't it work both ways?
So if you don't know, now you mentioned your kids, like if you were going out to work and you needed someone to take care of them and there was a guy and girl coming to apply for the job, it wouldn't matter to you which of them did it?
No, it wouldn't matter to me at all.
What did you make of the story we heard earlier on from Alison, who worked in a creche, who there was a dad refused to let a male childcare worker change his little one's nappy?
That's ridiculous. I mean, why does he not change the child's nappy?
That's her dad, though.
Can do it. Yeah, if the dad, yeah, it doesn't matter. You know, he's just another male. And I mean, he has kids of his own. He changes nappies too.
Yeah, actually, when I heard he had kids of his own, I was really surprised that the dad was so judgmental. I don't know why. I felt like if he was a young guy and he didn't have his own kids, that may be fair enough. But the fact that he had his own kids, I couldn't understand. Yeah. So it's nonsense as far as you're concerned, Geraldine.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, lovely to hear from you today. Thanks
for coming on. Thank you. Thanks, Lauren. Bye-bye.
Geraldine just mentioned going to the hospital there because I had read out the message about the nurse. And I remember once going to the breast care clinic in Black Rock and I was seen by a female nurse and then a male doctor came in and the first thing he asked me was, are you comfortable with me examining you? And I said, yes, no problem. I wonder when men go for examinations, let's say, you know, so your male parts are being examined. Would a female doctor say, are you comfortable with me doing this? I doubt it. I think it does. We seem to, female doctors, female nurses, female childcare workers, and someone had texted in earlier on about women carers, you can go to anyone, but for men, you have to check. Why is it? And, you know, do you appreciate when they check? Like, maybe if you'd been in my position in the breast care clinic, you would have said, no, actually, I'd prefer a female nurse. That's totally fair enough. Let me know. 087 711 1038. This one says, it's always like that when women do a male-dominated job like driving a bus. It's like, woohoo, girl power. But as soon as it's the other way around, it's a completely different story. So much for equality. This one says, even if these men are vetted, who's to say something might not change down the road? My niece was 2 when a male nanny started in her creche and her mum was told she took a fast liking to him more so than the female carers and vice versa. But it all changed one day when she didn't want to go in. This went on for weeks and one night she woke up screaming from a nightmare and told her mum that he had hurt her one day. She turned 3 at this point. From the next day she was removed from that creche and he was fired on the spot. Nothing was ever done about this male from my knowledge, so you can't just say why shouldn't men look after your children when you just don't know them. Okay, I appreciate the message, but what happened? Like, was there an investigation done into that? It could just as easily have been a female childcare worker that hurt the child. I don't know what you're implying. Like, how did he hurt the child? And also, just to go back to a message from someone else who said earlier on, I work in healthcare, women carers can go to women and men, but men carers can only go to men, and that goes for all care. I think it's to protect the carers. Like, we are just assuming from the get-go that that man did something wrong. I wonder if it was a woman and the child woke up from a nightmare saying, she hurt me or something happened, an investigation would have been carried out. So look, I understand I don't have the full picture and we don't know all the details and maybe there was more to it that you're not telling me in the message. But straight away from that, all I heard is that a child said, no, something happened and the man was fired on the spot. Where is the protection for the childcare worker in that situation? We don't know what happened. Do you get what I'm saying? I'm not saying the child is lying, but I feel like if it was a woman, there would be an investigation as to what happened. But our mind goes straight to the bad place because it's a male childcare worker. Let me know. 087 711 1038. Aoife's on the line. Hi, Aoife.
Hi, Lauren.
Aoife, your message says you wrote an assignment on this. Tell me about it.
Yeah, exactly. When I was doing my childcare course, I did write an assignment on this because I just think it's so crucial. It's kind of a bit of a taboo subject, men in childcare, but I honestly think some men are really brilliant with kids. And I think in areas, say, for instance, of discipline and sport, I think that men could really, really be amazing in that area. And I think they just don't get the chance. The way I look at it is, if they're qualified and they're hardworking and, you know, they're vetted by the guards, I honestly don't see the problem.
Why do you think some people have a problem with it? Especially when it comes to things we've heard so many times today about changing nappies.
Yeah, like I've heard that as well. I mean, I've been in the world for a long time myself, and there is that as well. I honestly don't understand what that is. I personally think all men should be involved, whether it's your own child or whether it's kids in a creche. I do think it, you know, what's the difference? Like, we're all talking about equality here. So where does that make a difference for men?
Yeah, it must be very frustrating. How was your assignment received, Aoife?
Yeah, like, I mean, people, like, the tutors definitely agreed with it and they definitely thought, yeah, this would be the case. But they obviously thought it would always be a place where maybe it wouldn't be as dominant as a female role.
Thanks so much for coming on, Aoife. Lovely to speak to you today.
No problem, Lauren. Thanks a mil.
See you now.
Bye.
Still loads of messages coming in. I just want to get through the last few before we move on. This one says, hi, Spin. My friend is actually studying paediatric nursing. Oh, yeah, nursing was brought up a few times as well. As far as I know, he's the only guy in his course. I would completely trust him with any child I was to have. However, he himself has spoke about how he can understand parents not being totally comfortable with a male childminder changing a nappy, more specifically a girl's nappy. I think most people would be fine with a male family member or close friend changing a nappy, but with a man they don't know, not so much. This one says, I worked in creches that don't allow male workers work in the younger rooms. I've had parents ask their child not to be changed by a male, and my boyfriend was working with preschool children and was bringing one to the toilet when another worker said, no, that wasn't appropriate, she would bring the child. The list could go on. It's terrible. If they're qualified and vetted, they are just as good as a woman. This one says, my husband has been a childcare worker for the last 7 years and finishes up tomorrow to leave childcare behind him. There are a number of reasons for this decision due to the childcare system, but the big push came earlier this year when a grandmother had an issue with him changing her granddaughter's nappy, saying there was too many paedophiles about and you couldn't take chances. She said even the child's grandfather isn't allowed to change her nappy. My husband was worried about who she might say this to and it ruining not only his career and possibly our private life. Although the child's mother came up to apologise and say she's no issues with him changing her nappy, he decided enough was enough. And yeah, I read out an example earlier on of a situation that occurred with a little one being taken out of a creche because she got on great with one of the male childcare workers and then all of a sudden didn't want to go near him, had a nightmare, said that he'd hurt her. I don't know the ins and outs of that situation, but it just frustrates me from some of the examples we've heard today that straight away our minds go to he did something wrong, he did something inappropriate. I don't think there's as much protection there for male childcare workers because the minute something is said, there's a concern raised, that's it, bang, he's branded exactly like that woman said about her husband. It's not worth taking the chance, their lives could be ruined. I feel if it was a woman, there would be an investigation carried out. It's so hard and we have to be so careful when it comes to kids. But listen, thank you so much. Oh, sorry, actually, we do have a follow-up, so I'll just read that out before I move on. Regarding that message, says this one, about the childcare worker that was fired on the spot, we should all remember the report done on Primetime investigating a certain childcare chain that had a female worker hurting the child in the toddler rooms. It's not only men that hurt children. And this carer was just moved to another branch of the chain. Sorry, I just reading the start of that, I presumed it was an update on the previous message. But yes, look, there should be reports carried out and we have to take so much care taking care of kids. But it just was interesting that that man was fired on the spot, end of story, you know, and maybe nothing had happened at all. But because he's a man, it's straight away, that's his career over, you know. But look, I don't know the ins and outs of it, as I said from the get-go. Really interesting conversation today, Cam. Thank you enough for getting involved in it. As always, it continues on the Spin 103.8 Facebook page. You can continue to comment there.
Spin Talk with Subway. Make work lunches fun again with a Subway platter. Subway, keep discovering.
Spin 103.8.